And that leads me to my next point. How did the marketing of Antonio's content create this reality? His marketing, as he always tells us, when somebody say they tired of seeing your stuff, you're not doing enough. When one person say they tired of seeing your stuff, you're not doing enough. When 10 people say they tired of seeing your stuff, you're not doing enough. When a whole lot of people start complaining, you're doing right. You don't do the standard when it comes to marketing your content. I don't care what time of day it is. It could be at midnight. It could be at 10 p.m. It could be at 3 in the afternoon or 2 o'clock in the morning. You're going to see Antonio's content. How it's structured, how it's posted, the time frames, because what he understands is everybody don't live in the United States. Where it's 5 o'clock here, 5 o'clock p.m. here, it's 2 a.m. somewhere else. When we sleeping at 2 a.m., it's 3 in the afternoon somewhere else. So he does not limit the times that he markets. And then the content that he does market, again, how we talked about, it tells you his narrative. How many of you limit when you post? How many of you are afraid to flood the market?
Lord,
I promise you, well, Ms. Pam, I was actually going to compliment you because every time I pull up my Facebook page, I see Ice Buddy everywhere.
Well, I got to say, we're creating more. We were up last night, last thing before we went to bed. We did another post that's coming out. But the point you just made, especially from my company, which is going to be global, that you just said, that sentence, that everybody doesn't live in the U.S. And so if you plan to be global, you need to post all day long. I'm going to have a meeting with my people today. That is going to be the whole meeting, that one sentence you just said, because we've been increasing, but we're going to do better. So thank you.
You're very welcome. You're very welcome. Antonio has over 300 some odd thousand followers on his Facebook page. That is because the content that he posted, he has, is it Pan-Asia? Did I say that right, Grace? Pan-Asia? Pacific? Asia-Pacific. Asia-Pacific. There we go. I got it right. He has Asia-Pacific. He has Kenya, Nigeria. He has Malaysia. He has China. He has so many areas because of how he posts. Because it catches their attention because it's at the time they're awake. And then in his marketing, if you notice, his graphics, how he posts, the verbiage that he uses. He is a millionaire maker. He continues for his narrative in everything that he does. And because of that, he's getting that attention of people who are tired. He's getting the attention of people who are tired of going to that 9 to 5, that 8 to 5. And no disrespect to anyone who does that, but there are people out there who say, if I'm going to put this much work into something, I want to put it into something for me. If I'm going to put this much work into something, I don't want to clock into somebody else's clock. I'd rather sit at home, have a pajama day with some pizza and some Netflix while making phone calls. Because of how he markets himself, he attracts those people. He attracts the people who are tired of being in poverty. He attracts the people who are tired of living paycheck to paycheck, and sometimes paycheck to paycheck still isn't enough. And it's all in his marketing. Look at the verbiage that he uses. Look at how he positions himself. Look at how he talks to people. He is straight up all the time. Look, I'm looking to make 100,000 millionaires, and I'm only looking, and I'm right now at this very moment, I'm looking for 10 people. His most recent posts have been getting a lot of response to it. Because he says, who is ready? Who's ready to become a billionaire? Who wants to make $10,000 a month? He's asking them, and they're responding, man, look, I'm tired. I'm ready. What I got to do? Now, be careful, because sometimes you're going to get some people that are going to be kind of weird just want to let you know, don't let that sway you. Don't let that sway you. Keep moving, because you're going to reach the people that you want to reach. The people that you want to reach, they see it a couple of times and it's like, oh, I'm not so sure. But see, in marketing, you have to keep going. There's a consistency that you have to have. Like I said, Antonio does not limit his time frame. When he tells me and Grace to schedule stuff, we ask him what time, he just let us know I need it 4 times a day for the next 4 months. Doesn't matter what time. And when I tell you me and Grace put in the most random sound, I'll start at midnight and go to midnight. I pick the craziest time. Because because of Antonio's teachings, we understand that when it comes to your marketing, it doesn't matter what time, because if you just want your clients in the United States, okay, then you post from 6 a.m. to 10 p.m. But then what about the people that work the night shift? What about the people that have those crazy hours where they may work 10 to 5 one day, but work 1 to 3 the next day? What about the ones working 12-hour shifts? What, you know, so even if you still limit your posting, you're still missing the people right here in the United States. So don't limit your time. Post like crazy. Like I said, if one person tell you they tired of seeing their stuff, your stuff, you're not posting enough. If 10 people tell you, you're not posting enough. If 100 people tell you, then you're getting there. But also understand those are not your customers either. See, Antonio understands that too. Your proper marketing will bring out the people who are not your customers. The people who complain, you know they're not your customers. Don't worry about the people that are still silent. Because if you remember how Antonio told you about the cycle, how you have some people, you have your early beginners, you have those that you have your stragglers. But then you also have people that go through that cycle of discovery. They go through that cycle too. So it's okay if they're quiet, but keep posting. Because eventually they're going to be like, you know what? Let me go and see what this Ice Buddy is about. You know, I see these posts all the time. My friends keep sharing it. What is this Ice Buddy? Who is Jerome? I hear about him all the time. My friends keep telling me how funny he is, and they tell me how wonderful his books are. Who is this Jerome? Like, I keep seeing his posts coming up, and I just scroll by, but, you know, this time I'm going to stop. Keep it going. If you only post once, how are they going to see you?
Stop stepping on my toes, please. Thank you.
Yes, sir. I apologize. Well, I really don't, but you know what I mean. But keep it going. And have y'all ever, Antonio goes live. That's a part of marketing. That's also a part of humanizing your brand. See, marketing isn't just posts. Marketing is showing people that you're a real person. Marketing is showing people that your brand is a human. Your brand is you. So when part of his marketing is you'll see him with the camera like this, like, hey, you know, check this out. This is what we're doing. Are you ready? I'm only looking for the ones who are serious. If you're not serious, I don't want you. We literally heard him tell somebody the other day, I don't care if you don't sign up. Because his brand, he understands when it comes to his narrative, when it comes to his marketing, when it comes to his brand, he understands you're not my customer. Your marketing will bring those people out. So don't even worry about it. But post. Do you? Even if it's just you just in a park somewhere. Ms. Pam, I've seen you do that too. If you're in a park, go live. Just talk. If you're at an event, go live. Like, man, look, I'm at this event. Everything's going wonderful. This is Jerome, Romy Rome, Baltimore's own. I'm live here. It's all this wonderful energy. That's a part of your marketing, because your marketing is showing people the personality of your brand. Everybody knows Antonio's personality just through his marketing. If you don't, you haven't seen enough of his videos. You haven't watched him enough. But he is, excuse my verbiage, balls to the wall. And you know that. If you look at his marketing, you see that. And you know he's serious about making you a millionaire. that's what his marketing says, that's what his content says, and how does he market his content? He'll take one piece of that marketing content and make 100 different pieces out of it. He's talked to y'all about it. You've actually seen him do it. The graphics that have been going up, those are all from one piece of content. Those are coming from his book. A book that he wrote, I think he released So Happy and Grateful earlier this year or last year, Grace? Do you remember? Is it lunch? Okay, I don't know. The time is running into each other. Yes, sir, Mr. Jerome.
It is.
Yeah. Because I did the podcast in December. It was released in February. But he was selling, he was pre-selling.
That's right.
Yeah.
There we go. See, also as entrepreneurs, ladies and gentlemen, side conversation, you kind of lose track of your days and your time. I feel like that was last year, but it was this year. You see? Okay, back on track. So that one piece of long content, that book, we have taken that and created I don't know how many pieces of material from that to market. So don't limit one piece of material. Repost your material as well. There is content that Antonio created years ago. If y'all look at him way back then, it was before he got the background. We still had the white background. It was before he started cutting his nails. It was when he had the full beard, or he had the thin beard with the full hair. Like, there's so many different views. You know, when you see it, that's old content. But is he afraid to repost it? No. Because what's old to you is new to somebody else. What's old to you is new to somebody else. So because he even posted the content that he had from years ago, that content helped create his reality today, because the same thing he was saying 2-3 years ago, he still says today. So that shows his consistency in his narrative. Also, when I say it's a little bit of law of attraction, it's actually more than that. When you're doing your marketing and you're putting out your narrative, you're telling the universe who you are. And because you're telling the universe who you are, it's going to draw to you the people that you need to fulfill that. Antonio tells people he's a millionaire maker, and he is. But before he even got to being a millionaire maker, he told people he was a millionaire maker. You tell people, I'm going to save the world with my product. You tell people, I'm going to change the lives of every little boy in every hood in the United States because I know just how to do it. You tell each and every person what your narrative is. You tell each person, because we're the humor consultants, this is what we do. And we can help you do the very same thing. Let us mentor you to greatness. And the universe will bring to you the people you need. It will bring to you your customers. You have to be consistent in your narratives. If you pay attention to some of the companies that have fallen, some of the companies that have started and failed, their narrative has actually changed. They didn't stick with what it was, or they didn't change their marketing. See, with marketing, if you also pay attention to how Antonio does his marketing, he doesn't, if you hear somebody saying, hey, marketing is shifting in this direction, I promise you the next day Antonio is going in that direction. If you hear, hey, this is what the new thing is, my brain just went blank. The algorithm, there we go. The algorithm, the algorithm has changed, and this is how the new algorithm, Google changes their algorithm like every 6 months or so. If the algorithm changed, I guarantee you Antonio has already been researching it, because he, before it even changed, he already knew because he was listening when someone said, hey, the algorithm's going to change. It's going to change around this time frame. Or he pays attention so much to his marketing where he can tell himself when it changes. And he'll let you know, hey, guys, the algorithm for this has changed. And you will see how his marketing changes. That's another way his Antonio marketing, his content, created the reality he has because he paid attention.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-licking good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
Attention to the marketing and how it moves, and you have to stay atop of it. So does anybody have any questions about how your content can create your current reality and how the marketing of your content does that? Does anybody have any questions?
Michelle G has her hand up.
All right, go ahead, Miss Michelle G.
Sorry about that.
No worries.
I was trying to set my phone started ringing, and I was trying to stop it so I can ask the question. my question is regarding the changing the narrative. Because with me, I think changing the narrative, being a nonprofit, I have to change the narrative depending on the needs of the community. So am I correct in that or no?
Okay, I completely understand what you're saying. What's the narrative of the nonprofit? In your marketing, yes, you're going to have marketing for each individual project that you're working on.
Right.
But what is the, and each individual project will have a narrative, but what's the narrative for your nonprofit? What does your nonprofit do?
Mentoring.
That's the narrative.
So, got you. Yes, I just wanted to make sure I was understanding that correctly.
Okay, so you're very welcome, and thank you so much for asking that question. Ladies and gentlemen, each product will have its own narrative because each product does something different. But your company, what is the narrative of your company? What is the narrative of your brand? See, Antonio's narrative is his focus, his mission is to make 100,000 millionaires. That's his narrative. The ATS Business University teaches you how to become a millionaire. The Bureau of Dominant Speakers teaches you how to be a speaker and helping lead you to becoming a millionaire while speaking. Each individual product has its own narrative, but his whole narrative, his brand narrative, is creating 100,000 millionaires.
Got a comment?
Yes, sir. Go ahead.
You were saying about how important it is for us to watch the marketplace and to pay attention so that as, you know, the algorithms shift and things shift, that you're on top of that. And while you were saying that, what went through my head was, I remember listening to a presentation by Gary Vee, which I got turned on to Antonio, and he was talking about the cell phone and how it's the wave of the future, and blah, 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 blah. And I'm like, oh, okay, yeah, blah, blah, blah. But it didn't resonate with me at that moment, other than just some additional information. Well, Antonio's been saying the same thing. But then what's interesting about Antonio, because I'm always on the programs and listening to him, you know, he's giving examples and showing it. And he was explaining about look at our television viewing and cable and how you used to have the big three networks. And the only reason why they're around is because of advertising. And that's going away because look at the internet, and boom, and he broke it down, and he said, and look at Netflix, and look at Hulu, and look at Will Smith, and Jada with the red, she won an Emmy, and she ain't even on television, on cable or television. So he's showing you how everything's shifting, but people aren't shifting with it, and wondering why they're losing money. And I'm listening, and then, I don't know if it was a month ago, 2 months ago, something like that, when they said, because he's talking about how everything's moving to the phones. He was talking about how that, I think it was 80%, over 80% online sales at Christmas were from the cell phone, the mobile, not from the computer, not from the television, but from the mobile, because we don't take our laptops with us everywhere, but we take our phones with us everywhere we go. And when that hit me, great, Deanna, I was like, Jerome, did you remember all that stuff that Antonio's been teaching you? And then when he bought the app company, I say, wait a minute, he's already ahead of the curve. Because if you got the information on the phone, then your business is on the phone, and everybody's got a phone, so everybody gets to see your business. Hello, is anybody listening? And Antonio was telling that to us last year. I said, oh, my. But I just had to say that, because you're absolutely correct. We as business folks have to pay attention and know when the shift, and being a part of the ATSB can accelerate that learning curve so you can make more money instead of losing more money. Hello, I'm done talking.
Thank you, Mr. Rummy Rum, as always, greatly appreciated. So you said it all. Watch the trends. If you ever want to know what's going on, Google Trends. So if you, what's being used the most, cell phones or the Alexa devices? Use Google Trends and find out. And also there, you can literally, Google has a newsletter. Think with Google. Learning mind. But think with Google, it tells you when their conferences are coming up. Let me see if I can find the, so you guys can think with, and I'll put the link in so you can go in and just, and what you do, you sign up for their newsletter. Google has a newsletter, and all you do is, and it gives you the insights that you need. Here you go, right here. And it helps you. If Google is having a conference, you want to be on that conference. And they do webinars for free. It may be a 3-day webinar. It may be a 2-hour webinar. But it helps you stay afloat with what's going on with the changing internet. Because as the internet changes, marketing is going to change. Back in the day, PR and marketing used to be two separate things. In today's world, because of the internet, they are literally the same. Because you create your narrative and you put your narrative out using your marketing, but you can do it on your own from your own website. You can do it on your own from your own Facebook page. You can do it. So it's all one now because of how the internet has shifted. Yes, ma'am, it's Michelle G.
I was going to say, even from Google, there's another search engine that I remember Antonio mentioning this. It's been a while ago, but I heard an ad for it this morning while listening to YouTube. Kate. And you can actually, you can actually set this particular search engine to search the things on a regular basis, what you are looking for, what you're interested in, and it'll actually send you the notifications, to whereas I don't think Google can do that. So just between the two of those, you can see the shift and change.
There you go, staying on top of it. Way to go, Miss Michelle G. Way to go. Thank you very much for that. So, as you can see, so how your marketing is so much more than just saying, hey, I'm here. Hey, I got this product. Hey, come buy from me. You know, it's so much more than that. And so because of how Antonio does his marketing, it created his current reality. And so